From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Molly Burrows and Sharon Reed. They're directing Cornstalk Theater's production of The Color Purple. The show opens tonight and continues through August 29th at Upper Bradley Park. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It is our pleasure. Thank you.
So remind us, is this the regional premiere of the musical version of The Color Purple? The show hasn't previously been staged here. Is that correct?
That's true. It's never been staged here in the Peoria area, so we're very excited to have the opportunity.
And what was it about this particular piece that made you both want to stage a production of it at Cornstalk Theater? What is it about this musical?
For me, after being approached to do it, was that I would have the opportunity to work with my very good friend and longtime co-director, Molly Burrows. We tend to think alike. We tend to be very supportive of each other without even trying. And it makes whatever the tough production is going to be that much better because you're working with someone whom you trust, someone whose artistic ideas are very similar. And so just the idea of doing the regional production of Color Purple and having the opportunity to do it with Molly as the co-director and our good friend Tanya Jenkins as the choreographer was very appealing.
And the show itself, what was it about the storyline of The Color Purple that enticed you to want to co-direct this play?
Well, I've been enthralled, you know, by the movie and the book for a long time. And when I heard they added music to it, I was surprised. I know Sharon wasn't because we've had this discussion before, but I couldn't wait. It was a wonderful opportunity, again, to be able to work with Sharon and to work with Tanya and to have a diverse cultural group being brought together again. And I liked that. I liked that idea.
And for me, it was the excitement of being able to tell the story of love through music. And what I do on a daily basis is teach music born out of the African-American experience. All of the emotions that go into it, the joy, the sadness, the survival, all of those things that are born out of the African-American experience in music, starting with the spiritual, was exciting to me. And so we have so many highs and lows and all of the emotions that one could muster happen with the music in this show. And it is very exciting.
It is. And the music's so poignant. It's amazing.
Sharon, can you take us back to the first time that you heard the score of The Color Purple? Obviously, you knew the story. You knew the plot line. But what was it about the music that you felt helped bring out the story itself?
Again, the music born out of the African-American experience speaks of trouble, hardships, but it also talks about how to survive those things. And to me, that's the beauty and the poignancy of the message of this show, as well as the message that is brought to life through music. It is a journey. It is a journey through music. And I can't say it enough, born out of the African-American experience. And what I do on a regular basis is edutain people about the impact of this music on our lives. And this is music that has sustained a race of people. And more than that, it's America's story. Mm. It's not the story that we like to talk about. It's not the kind that you see on greeting cards. It's not happy-go-lucky, but it's a part of our history. And who better than we to tell this dignified, beautiful story than what we're able to do through The Color Purple?
I also think it's interesting because there aren't that many Broadway musicals that offer an opportunity to feature a predominantly African-American cast. And certainly if you think about the musicals that we've seen in Central Illinois over the last 5 or 10 years, this is a rare and kind of a unique opportunity to showcase a cast of performers in a way that other musicals don't allow.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
And that, I think, was part of the reason we were drawn to it as well, for that reason, too.
And it's just an extension of who I am. So I don't have to become a character myself to teach this music, because this is what I live for. this has been my life's work. And when I can work with a dramatist who can bring that same beauty and that same passion to it, it makes it an easier time to produce.
And I'm assuming that you're referring to Molly as the dramatist here.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
And you've mentioned that you've worked on projects together previously.
Oh, yes.
Can you give us some examples of that?
Well, I started my teaching career at Woodruff High School, and Sharon was there. So we did lots of high school productions mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. And then we went on and were asked to do Dreamgirls at Peoria Players together. So that was pretty exciting. And then I moved to Peoria High School to finish my career, and Sharon came over and did some of the musical direction for me there as well. So, but we haven't worked together in a long time, so it's like we had to get the band back together.
And for us, the idea of bringing these types of productions to Peoria's community, mm-hmm. making a more inclusive performance community, is important to both of us. And so we come out to do those kinds of things. Not all musicals have been as attractive to us as much as the ones that we think will have a lasting impact on enhancing the quality of life in the community. Dreamgirls was the regional production here. And when we did, I did Sophisticated Ladies and A Misbehavin'. You don't see those kinds of productions every day here in Peoria. And so when there are challenging things that we think requires a special set of skills and special personalities that can work easily together, we, though one of us is black and one of us is white, we're able to face these tough subjects that come up in this and have open, mm-hmm. honest conversations about them without us feeling like one is stepping on the other one's toes. And that's what makes it easy for me for us to be able to do these kinds of productions, because they see the genuine in us, and we're able to show that to our cast, and we don't have issues.
And our crew, because mm-hmm. although our cast mm-hmm. is entirely African-American, our crew is blended, just mm-hmm. as the directors mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting. And we have some people who have been doing theater for years and years that are helping on the crew, which is wonderful. Helps us along, since it's our first Cornstalk directing experience. But we've brought new people in as well, and we're hoping to, by encouraging the cast who came in who've never been on the stage before but were drawn to this production, we're hoping that they will stay mm-hmm. in the Absolutely. Theater families and go Absolutely. To other theaters and perform or bring their families. It's mm-hmm. just an educational. We have small children to grandparents in the show, so it's pretty exciting for us.
Can you talk a little bit about the working relationship that the two of you have as co-directors? Is there sort of an informal division of labor? One of you handles one aspect. Do you divide it up that way? Or how do you approach your roles as co-directors of a single production?
I think it's fairly natural in that I am a musician and Molly is a drama specialist.
I enjoy music.
Yeah, and I enjoy the drama. And she leaves that mm-hmm. music primarily to me to teach, but then we talk about it and how it's going to be integrated into, and we do the same thing
with dramatic
the drama.
Scenes, mm-hmm. exactly.
And we talk about the costuming and we talk about how all of it fits together. So again, our relationship is unique because rarely do you see co-directors, but the roles are so integral to the success of the show that I think we're both very good together.
And because we trust each other so much, since we've worked together and we're good friends, it's just very easy. I know the music is going to be beautiful. I know the singers are going to know what they're doing, and the orchestra is phenomenal. And she'll trust me to put them in the right places mm-hmm. and help the choreographer to say, okay, they start here and they have to end here, but you've got them in between, because we trust Tanya with that same
Absolutely.
Respect.
Absolutely.
So she takes over that part of it. And then I try to ease a little bit with kind of joining with some of the other crews, but then I finalize everything, mm-hmm. you know, through Sharon, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're a team.
And it sounds like you really have developed that sense of team, and I'm sure that spills over into your cast.
It does. We think we have developed our own community, our own village, if you will. You know that African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, we have developed a village that will produce this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very supportive of each other. And when you talk about this being a regional production, our crew is regional as well.
That's true.
I have musicians that told me they wanted to be a part of the show, driving from Macomb each night, driving from Bloomington, driving from Galesburg. Our stage manager, Bill, drives from Tremont. I mean, so
our lead comes from Bloomington,
drives
but
from
works
Bloomington
in Chicago
every day and works
and
in
drives
Chicago.
Back,
yes,
so
we are really committed to each other and producing a show. And rarely do Molly and I have to get on Facebook and put words of encouragement on, because they're on there encouraging each other. And we have seen some wonderful leaders emerge
fabulous
out of this show. So it's
from
been a good experience.
From young people,
yeah.
You know, the oldest of what I call the children's chorus, you know, she has taken it upon herself. Now, I'm going to make sure I teach this section and they all know it before we come out so we look good, you know, to dance captains that have never served in that capacity before. It's really very exciting.
As a matter of fact, our youngest performer, little Carlton Bell, wanted me to know that he had studied the CD so much that if anybody missed any of their parts, he could probably step in and help us with it.
He's seven.
He's seven.
He just turned seven. We sang happy birthday to him the other day.
Oh, yeah. That's marvelous. Now, you both mentioned that you're interested in doing productions that have a lasting impact on the region here and also engage a larger demographic
Absolutely.
Of people. So I'm assuming with The Color Purple, you have people who audition for the show, people who are part of the show that perhaps have never been involved with theater before.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And what is that experience like for you as directors to see people come in, experience local theater in Peoria at its finest? And what do they walk away with after an experience like this?
I think they walk away, first of all, with the confidence that they could do it and succeed at this, you know, because some of them, when they auditioned, you know, of course, they had to have the confidence, obviously, to come out. But it was like, wow, I got in, you know, and that was exciting to see. And just to watch them grow throughout the rehearsal process has been phenomenal for us. So, and then to hear them say, I want to do this again. Mm-hmm. What's the next show you're doing? If we hear that one more time, I said, you never ask a director, what's the next
first.
Show? That's exactly.
Yeah.
While
and
you're
I think,
working.
I think the fact that both of us are educators first and foremost, it is a part of the educational process for us. Because quite honestly, the population that's involved in this show is not your traditional community theater participant. And that we are educating from within gives people skill sets to go out and do whatever they want to do, wherever they want to do it. And that's what draws me mm-hmm. particularly to these kinds of productions, because I was a fine arts teacher and administrator for more than 36 years in the public school system. And knowing that this population is not necessarily a part of the larger organized structures within our school system, and this is personal, the way they should be, this gives us an opportunity to enhance that whole process. So for me, it is the epitome of edutainment.
I love that word.
That is a great word.
Sharon Reed and Molly Burrows are directing the musical The Color Purple at Cornstalk Theater. That production opens tonight, and it continues every night at 7:30 through next Saturday. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Also this weekend is Howlin' on the Water, Dueling Pianos. Doors open at 6 p.m. The cost is $38 for dinner and the show. For more information, you can email thewaterhouse@aol.com.
And just a reminder that Peoria Public Radio is back this weekend with our Concert in the Park at the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater. It's a showcase for some of our local talent here in Central Illinois, and the proceeds help support the station. The gates open at 6 o'clock tonight, and the concert gets underway at 7 o'clock. We hope we'll see you out at Glen Oak Park.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.